V'yelu yirokois shodem yoytse behem yedei chavostem apesach. These are different type of vegetables, yirokos, that you are yoytse, the mitzvah, doesn't say which mitzvah, on Pesach by night, which means the mitzvah's morrow. The chazeres, the first one, and the first one you should use is chazeres. We'll see in the Gemara, that's Roman lettuce. The tamcho, you could be yoytse with chrein, with horseradish. Over chavino, another type of a herb. Over ulshin, that's endives. Over mor, another type of a vegetable called mor, that's very bitter. So Rashi says, "Elu yirokos shadim yoytzvim dechavosim bechazeros of tamcha v'ulshim kulu meforos b'gemor." The Gemara will explain each one of these what they are. Now yoytzin bohen, when you want to eat these herb, these vegetables to be yoytzin the mitzvahs mor on Pesach by night, you can be yoytzin by eating them. What does that mean? Bein lachin bein yevashim. Whether they're wet, they're still fresh, or whether they're dried out, they're old already, still you could be yotze. Even with an old Roman lettuce, you could be yotze. Avoloi kvushin. But not if they're soaked. Kvushin means you like pickle them. Trashi kvushin b'chaymitz. In vinegar. You want to pickle these vegetables, that's no good. It doesn't have a tam morer anymore, you can't be yotze mitzvah morer if it's soaked. Voloi shlukin. Rashi says shlukin means mevusholem harbi moid. If you cooked it very much, ad sheni muchan, you cooked it so much that it became nimuach, it like got dissolved. So you're not yetzer with tomorrow, that's kamat dissolved. For loy mevusholem, for this is a big chiddush. Not only if you cooked it so much that it was nimuach, even if you cooked it just a little bit, the regular cooking, Rashi kederech bishol, the way you cook something. If you cooked up these vegetables, this morer, you're not yoytze. If you cook up the horseradish, or you cook up the endives, or the chazeres, the Roman lettuce, you're not yoytze mitzvahs morer. Umetztarfin lekezayis. You can mitztare from all these five minim, a little bit from this, a little bit from that, until you have a kezayis of morer. So Drashi, imein loy mi'echot mi'an kezayis. You don't have Roman lettuce enough of it to have a kezayis of it. You have half a kezayis of the horseradish and half a kezayis of Roman lettuce. It's mitzarf from ze and ze. You are mitzarf to put them together. Even though they don't taste alike, one tastes different than the other one, so what? As long as they all have a tam morer to it, so since you can be yotze with each one of them separately, if you don't have a shear of each one, but you have a shear together, two or three of them together, you could be yotze the mitzvahs morer. The yotzein the klach shalahem, not only the leaves, but even the klach, even the stalk, it could also be yotze. As by a horseradish, the whole thing is the klach, the stalk. But all of them, by Roman lettuce, these other things, it could be yotze with the stalk itself, not only the leaves, but the stalk also. Vaita, uvidmai. If you have these pears which are demai, in other words, you bought them in Eretz Yisrael off an Amoritz, that midrabon and you're not allowed to eat demai, although we had before, it's only mitchili, you're not allowed to eat it, it's a chumra midrabonim, but really, if you do eat it though, you could be eitze mitzvahs amoru. Uve maitze rishon, should not look for mosai. Who are then if you have maitze rishon that they gave to the Levi, and they did not take off trumosai? Like the Gemara before said, it means that you did not take off truma gedoyla. But instead, you rather gave it right away to the Levi. You gave him the Meister Rishon, and the Levi takes off Trumas Meister. Alachrid, you don't have to take off Truma Gedoler anymore. Well, Meister Shein and the Hegdish Sheniftu. Who are then if you have these Paris, are Meister, these Yerokas, are Meister Sheini, or else they were Hegdish, you were Machdish them, and then you appointed them. You took your money and you said the Gedusha should go off these Paris onto the money. It's Chal the Pigeon. Memela, you could be Yetzer Mitzvahs Morer with Maaseh Sheni if you appoint it, or else with Hegdish if you appoint it. Now we'll see in the Gemara and ask the question, Pshita, or like we had the Gemara before by Matzah, the Pshita. And the Gemara before gave to him what the Chedushim was, that you appoint there, but you weren't Maaseh B'Chaymish. You were only appointed the Keren, not the Chaymish. The Chedush is that the Chaymish is not Makiv, the extra fifth that you're supposed to give. So Drashi, with the Maaseh B'Maaseh Rishon, Avo B'Teve Loi. But if it's mamish tevel, you do not take off any trumas yet at all. It's awesome to rise to eat it, and you can't be ate the mitzvahs morer with it. The yafagav the ma'isi eretz rabbanon. Rashi says even though bechal yirokis, you only have a chi of trumas the ma'isi the midrabbanon. As midiraisa, you only have a chi to take off trumas the ma'isis from dogon tirish v'yitzer, only from the five mini dogim, and from wine and from olives, from grapes and from olives. Everything else is only midrabbonin, because the chiv to take off trumas amaisis. So these yerukas here only have a chiv midrabbonin. Still, hevelei mitzvah bo b'yaveira. Still, you're not yetzer mitzvahs morer with these types of vegetables. Since midrabbonin, it's also tidit. You didn't take off trumas amaisis at all. So it's an aveira midrabbonin. You can't be yetzer the mitzvah with an aveira of a midrabbonin. Dumya diyotah shena lokif, the amorim b'pirkus. That's like we had before. If you have the vegetables that are growing in an osuf, shena lokif, it was only midrabbonin. Still, we say there's a psul of mitzvah bo b'yaveira. So to Gemara, what are these meaning now? Chazeres, that's chasa, and the Mishnah says this is the first choice. Mashma, that's the best thing to use, which is Roman lettuce. Ulshin, that's hindavei, that's endives. Tamcho, that's the Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona. Tamchosa Shmo, the name is Tamchosa, which is horseradish. Chachavina, what's chachavina in the Mishnah? Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Atzavso de dikla, it's the bark that grows around the palm tree. So Drashi, atzavso de dikla, siv hagodol benichrach sovel ledekom, some type of a bark that grows around the palm tree. Shekurin vedila, so that's type of a growth that's edible. You can eat that for morrow, yoytz of the mitzvah tomorrow. Over morrow, what does morrow mean? Marisa, that's the type of a vegetable. It's called marisa. Drashi vehi pupritz, that's what it is. Tony Bakapora. Elu Yerokos Shodim Yoitzaben Yudechabosim Pesach. These are also the different types of Yerokos, vegetables that it could be Yoitzim Mitzvah Morum when needed on Pesach by night. The Ulshin, with endives, or the Tamcho, with Chrein, with horseradish, or the Charchalin, as here he's saying something more than the Mishnah, or the Charchalin, or the Charchavinin, that we have in the Mishnah, or the Chazerin. Drashi Charchalin. Rashi lo yisparish shemoi. Rashi doesn't know exactly what it is, but he says that type of a vegetable you could also be yotze mitzvahs morer. The chazeres, the Rashi chazeres. That's the Roman lettuce in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says af ul she sode v'ul she gina. You could also be yotze with endives that has another name to it. It's not a plain endive, but has the shame ul she gina. Even though it has another name to it, still you could be yotze mitzvahs morer. Rashi Ulshe Sodom, Afagav Yeshlem Shein Lavoi, another nickname to it. Harayank Ulshe Gino. Has the regular Ulshe and the regular endives is Tan Ulshe Gino. Ulshe Sodom is another type, but still you could be Yetzer. Vechazeres, Af Ulshe Sodom, Ulshe Gino, Vechazeres. You could be Yetzer with Chazeres also. So the more Ulshe Gino, Vechazeres, Hotoni Laresha. That's pretty, you could be Yetzer with regular endives. And with the regular Roman letters. So what's this Chiddush? Where's this Halacha come? This is what the Rudi meant to say. Af Ulshe Sodom, even endives that has a nickname to it, it's called Ulshe Sodom. I would think maybe it's a different type of a min, a different type of vegetable. No, Yishno, it has the same halacha, Ka Ulshe Gina v'chazeres. It's the same thing like a regular endives and like Roman letters. Just like you could be Yetzer with Roman letters, you could be Yetzer with this Ulshe Sodom, you also Yetzer mitzvah tomorrow with this type of a vegetable. Rabbi Meir Weimer, Afas Bosis, Vetura. Another two different type of vegetables. You could be Yotze with them. Omar Yerua. This also you could be Yotze. Omale Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi told her Meir, Asvosa Vetura Echadu. No, Asvosa Vetura is the same type of a min. It's not one thing. Yeah. Omar Zehu Yerua. The other girth is Chadhu, it's really one thing. Hey, Tasvosa Vatura is one thing. Omar, who it's bitter. Vizel Mayurura, it's the same thing as Mayurura. Just so these three different types of vegetables, it's a question of it's three different types or if it's just one type. Tona Devera Yishmuel. Elu Yerokai Shodim Yetzivem Yidechavosa Vapesach. These are the different type of vegetables that you could use for mitzvah tomorrow on Pesach by night. The chazeres, that's the first thing, the best thing is Roman lettuce, the ulshin, endives, or the tamcho with chrein, or the charchavinon, that's what we have in the Mishnah, that's also that's this bark around the palm tree, or the charginon, or the har dufanin. Trashi, duft rashi, yesh meforshin, alushin, another type of a vegetable. We have Yehuda Leimer, af chazeres, yulin. Even this type of a Roman lettuce that has another nickname to it, also you could be yitzah. V'chazneres galim.
Also, these things also yoytze. Even though they have another name to it, it's still called a min, a vegetable, to be yoytze with maror.
Drashi chazneres galim, shem levoyhu. It's another nickname it has. Mark yoytze boy, Rabbi Loi Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Loza, Af Arakvulavin. You could yoytze with this type of vegetable, Arakvulin. Exactly what it is. Rashi says, Arakvulin, the first Mesoyt Perek Shem of the Erevin. Atsafsa Chazaisahu, Siv Godel V'yav Amin Liatzmiu. So some type of a bark that grows around something, and it's a thick thing, it's called a min by itself. You could yoytze with this type of a growth, grows for more. V'chazarti Yakol Tamidav, and he says now he went to ask all his Tamidim, Rashi Shereblezim, he wanted to find one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Leza that also heard this memra to say that with Akravlevin or you could be Yitz Mitzvahs Morim. Well, the Kashtu Yichov Avlei Mitzvahs, I didn't find any of the Talmidim to ask him to this. But when I went in front of Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, he was murdered to my Dvorah, what I heard, that this type of a vegetable, you could also be Yitz Mitzvahs Morim with it. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, kol sheyesh loisraf. Any type of a vegetable that has some juice coming out of it, that's a min to be yotze. Shrashi sraf, kishasoich denoisoi, b'mokim chituchoi. When you cut the vegetable in half, and you like squeeze it out, some sap comes out of it. Is mimenu sraf lovin, a white type of a sap, kicholav like milk. That's a simen that it's more, it's bitter, and it can be yotze mitzvahs more with it. Rabbi Yechin ben Bruku Leimer, kol shapon of machsifin, another simen, that it's not completely green, but it's rather a little bit white, a little bit pale. If the vegetable looks a little bit pale, it could also be yotze mitzvahs morer. Shrashi machsifin, ein a yorek moed, it's not very green, kikarsi, ela paldish, a little bit pale. Acherim odasei, acherim oimrim, kol yerek mar, any bitter vegetable, yesh loy sraf, upon of machsifin. Like he's been asking to his last two mandiyarmim. That any bit of vegetable has these two simanim to it. That you cut it, inside is a little sap, white sap coming out of it, and also it's a little pale, it's not completely green. Shrashi kol yerek mar, tavayu islay, they have both these simanim. Yesh loy sraf upon a machlifin. Vein hein simanim mar. That's the simon how to tell which vegetables are good for mar. If you cut it and there's a white sap comes out of it and it's a little pale, that's good. Because what says now Mishnah Pshiti Yoytzim, but even the things that doesn't say in the Mishnah, we make the simen it's good. The Meister, we're not tenuch on the simen, we only use what the Mishnah says. Vaidomer Rapuna, halacha kacherim. The halacha is like a cherim also, that if you could make these simonim and tell that there's a sap and it's a little bit pale, you could be yoytzim for mitzvahs morim. Moravina ashkechel ravacha brei de rova. Ravina found that Ravacha, the son of Rova, when he went to take Mora for the Seder B'nai for Pesach, he used to look after the vegetable that was very, very bitter. He looked for something very, very bitter. His Omalais, Ravina asked him, "My Daitcha, what's your Svar? What are you doing? How come you're looking for such a bitter thing?" The Marisa Tfei, that you think what? The more bitter it is, the better it is to use. So that's why you're looking for something very, very bitter. For Chazeres Tanan, so yes, Ravina asked the Kasha, no. And now Mishnah says, what's the best thing to use? It says the best thing is chazeres. Chazeres is Roman lettuce. That's not that bitter. And that's the best choice. So Mashman, that's the best thing you should use, is Roman lettuce. So how come you're looking after something that's very, very bitter? Chazeres. Shmuel also said in his memory the first one was chazeres. V'yom rabbi shiyo mitzvah b'chazeres. The best thing to use is Roman lettuce. Trashi mitzvah b'chazeres. Could the forest time up? Could the rover? Rabbi Yenison, like we'll soon see why. So I call upon Ravina, had a cash from him. How come you were looking for a very, very bitter herb? What's wrong with chazeres, Roman lettuce? The Yom Rova, Rova said, my chazeres, what is chazeres chasa? That's a type of a lettuce, type of Roman lettuce. Now, my chasa, why is it called chasa? The chas rachmon alavon, because the Eberstadt rachmon asanos. Trashi, my chasa, my time of karina le chasa, why do we call it chasa? Mishum de zecheru, it's a remembrance, the chas rachmon alon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonas on us. It's true the Mitzrayim gave us a lot of hardship, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonas on us, it took us out. Is al malachi kaima. So you see what, this chasa, this Roman lettuce, is only made to be used
for Moreh Pesach by night to show the symbol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out also. So, for Yomer Shmuel ben Achimein, Amr Yenisin, Lo Manim Shlo Mitzriyim Kemoru, why was the Mitzriyim Daimah Tomoru? Lo Yimaloch, Ma Moreh Zeh Shetchilos Rach V'Seif HaKosha, just like a Moreh, at the beginning it's soft, at the end it's very, very hard, Af Mitzriyim, Tchilos HaRachah V'Seif HaKosha, at the beginning they didn't work so hard with the Eden, just later on they worked much harder. But at the beginning they didn't work so hard. So what did Moreh? At Tchilos HaRach means at the beginning when it's soft, when it's fresh, it's not so bitter. It only gets bitter, the harder it gets, the more bitter it gets. That's a good symbol for Moreh Pesach by night to Mitzrayim also. At the beginning they didn't work, they didn't make us work so hard, no later we worked harder. Drashi Tchilos HaRachah, V'Tchilos Nishtabnu Lem Ayidei Tzchar, at the beginning the Mitzrayim used to pay us. They hired us. Moreh Seifer Kosher. Haklach Shalai Miskashakates. This Roman letter, if you let it stay longer, it becomes mamish hard like an eight, like a wood, and that's very, very bitter. So the kids of Ravine asked him, there's no inyan to have something so, so bitter, but it's better to have rather Roman lettuce, which is not that bitter. So Omale, he answered back, Hadri B, I'm Taka Choyzer. Shrashi Hadri B, Lo Yaisifoy, I won't look after anymore for something so, so bitter, but rather I'll look after something Roman lettuce. So it's interesting. The Sfasemis says the Pshat is that in, it's interesting to Zach. In Moreh is supposed to be Choser Rachmon Olon. Even on the Chur, that's not bitter. Like bitter means Faket that the Mitzrayim worked with us hard. And Choser Faket, that's the Gula. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us and saved us from the Mitzrayim. But Matthew, the Gemara is saying no, both in Yonam are supposed to be in Moreh. In other words, Moreh doesn't have to be that bitter. True, it should be a little bit bitter. But it doesn't have to be that bitter, because Gefrot, the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us from the Shibud. So it's good, that's why the best thing is Roman lettuce. Even though Mestam Roman lettuce is the least bitter of them all. A horseradish is much, much more bitter than Roman lettuce. The pshat is you don't have to take the most bitter. It's not an inyan to have the most bitter for Moreh. It's enough to have just a little bit bitterness. Because Fakir, there's also an inyan in Moreh to show that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us and saved us. So Fakir, you're not supposed to take something that bitter. So I call upon him, then you need to take chazera, to take Roman lettuce. Even though it's not that bitter, but it's a little bit bitter, that's enough. Lemaisa, what to use? Some people don't like to use Roman lettuce for the time that the hinter has too many bugs on it, and it's not possible to clean it out, so you're better off taking something else, not to be over the issue of eating live bugs. But lemaisa, if you do use Roman lettuce, you have to check it out very carefully, which is very hard to check it out. You have to first see what it means to look for. You never believe your eyes until you see it. You first see that little white or green spot there, the mamash looks like part of the leaf, and know there's something walking around there. That's why some people, takalamaisa, use chrein. The next best thing to use is chrein. Aye, it's very, very sharp. It's too hard to use. So the eitzah is the groz eitzah. The groz eitzah is what you should do is, before the state, before Pesach, grind it up. Use ribeisen. Yeah. A grater. Yeah. Grate out the horseradish. And you're supposed to close it up, keep it sealed tight with plastic over it. Because otherwise, the mamish won't have any taste at all at night. And then when you come home from davening, at the beginning of the seder, you should uncover it. Put it in a plate, spread it out on a plate, and uncover it then. And in half an hour later, by the time you come tomorrow, it won't be that strong anymore. Then it's edible. So Maisa, then it's edible. You could eat a kezayis of the grated horseradish. Sad with some people, oh, that's the best thing to use. But these are menhagim. Right. Omalei Rav Ruchumia Labaya. Mimai dehai Moreh min Yeriku. How does the Mishnah know when the Torah said we're supposed to use Moreh, it means a bit of vegetable? Eima Meriusa de Kufya. Maybe it's a bitter type of a fish. How do we know what Moreh means? It could be a bit of fish. Maybe use that for Moreh. Rashi says, Merisa de Kufya, Moreh shall dog. It's the gallbladder of the fish. Sheshmai Cain. That's his name, Moreh. And it's very bitter. So maybe that's what he's supposed to use for Moreh. How do we know the term meant to say means a bitter vegetable? Now the Gemara dum yu de matzah. It's a heckish to matzah. Ma matzah gedule kaka. Af Moreh gedule kaka. Just like matzah is something that grows out of the ground, mistama Moreh is also something that grows. And a fish doesn't grow out of the ground. Drashi ki matzah shrei hukshu. Torah says, al matzah from Moreh yachluhu. You should eat it together, matzah and Moreh. So just like matzah grows, hu adin, a Moreh should be something that grows. V'yema hirduf, maybe it means a hirduf. So Drashi eats. That's a wood or a tree. Shaham tikpay moishes meimara diarminon neis betoich neis shuhoye mar vuhirdif. It's a very bitter tree. So maybe, how do you know you have to use something that good? You have to use something that grows. How do you know a vegetable? Maybe a bitter tree. Have the Gemara dum you damatza daima tamatza ma matza min zroim, something that grows that's edible is not mara min zroim, something that's edible. For the Gemara v'yaymar hazifa, maybe it means hazifa. Rashi says min zera, it's a type of a seed. Of the samha mavas lebeimu, it's a very bitter seed and it's poison for animals. So maybe this poisonous seed you should use for mara. Avada doesn't kill a person, otherwise you wouldn't eat it. Well, you're not supposed to kill yourself. But it's a very bitter thing that's poison for Behemah. Maybe that's what you should use for Maru. Now the Gemara again, Dumi the Matzah. Ma Matzah Shinikechas the Kes of Meiser. Just like Matzah is something that you could buy with the money you have of Meiser Sheni. When you come to your Yerushalayim, you have to buy food. You could buy Matzah. I'll tell you, Af Maru, the same thing with Maru, means Shinikech the Kes of Meiser. It has to be such a food that you could buy with Meiser, with Kes of Meiser. Rashi Yazifein and Nikkav Kesav Meiser, the Ain a Pri, it's not called a Pri Meichel. V'yamnan Uchlabina, it's not something you eat. It's not a Pri that you eat. It's something for cat you give to animals to kill them. It's not called a Pri. So you can't buy it with Mois, Meiser Shani, you can't use it for Mur. His Mur has to be a vegetable that's eaten. That's an edible thing. Just it has to be a little bit bitter. So the Mur. Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. Eima Murur Chad. Maybe only one vegetable is good. Pick one, that's all. How did the Mishnah know to say so many? Trashi, Eima Marachad Minahu, Manach Yirokas, Vlav Kolhani, Elamar Shebekulan. Let's take the most bitter one of all these five Minim. Maybe that's the Mur. How do we know with all five? And the Gemara Murayrim Ksid. The Pasuk says Murayrim. Al Matas Murayrim Yachluhu. Ksid, V'yema Murayrim Trey. Good, maybe it only means two though. And the Gemara Dumi the Matzah. Ma matzah minim harbi, just like by matzah before we had five minim, af mor minim harbi. You can be eaten with different type of minim of vegetables, you can be eaten mor. Omer rabba bar rav huna. Omer rav. Yeroke shamru chachomim shodim yaitse ben medeich abos v'pesach. The different vegetables that the chom said this is the min that you can be eaten the mitzvah mor with. Kulam nizroyim barugachas. You should know vilchas klayim, the avaminer is, it's like one min zera, one min zroyim. There's no issa klayim. You're allowed to plant them all next to one another. Even though there's an issa to plant different types of zroyim, different vegetables near one another, but these five minim are like all one min, and you can plant them together. That's the avaminer. Kulam nizroyim barugachas. So the moral lemeimer, you want to tell me, to lespu mishum klayim? That there's no way to climb on these five minim of Yerukas. Moser Rabbi, a Rabbi Esakasha. It says, a Mishnah Klayim. Chazeres, if you have this Roman lettuce, the Chazeres Galen, another type of Roman lettuce, or else Ulshin, endives, the Yulshay Soda, this type of an endive, or else Karishin, that's leek, or Karishay Soda, another type of a leek, or else Kuspur, the Kuspur Soda, another type of a vegetable.
Rush doesn't say what kuspar is.
Yeah. Or else, chardol, the chardol mitzri, mustard, and this type of mustard, udoloyasa mitzri, viharmutza, and this type of vegetables, enam klayim zebze. These two things, like, are not klayim one with the other. So it's a diuk, what does that mean? Chazeres v'chazeres galin, in. Only that these two types of Roman lettuce, Chazeres and Chazeres Galen, these two are not klayim zebezeh. You can plant these two one next to another. Of a Chazeres v'yul shaloi, mash mechzili though, but Chazeres, Roman lettuce, and endives would be klayim. It's also to plant one next to another. So how could you say the five minim of Al Mishnah are not klayim zebezeh? Zichi teme, maybe you want to tell me. Kula b'hadodi katoni lu, no. Maybe the whole Mishnah means that the not klayim doesn't only mean these two, but it means all five. I care. All five. This whole minim are not klayim zebze. Maybe that's true on this Mishnah. So the Moran, no. Vo'omarav zugai zugi katoni. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to plant that only means these two. There is chazeres and chazeres galim. Those two are considered like the same type of a vegetable. You can plant next to another. But avada chazeres and ulshin, you're not allowed to plant one next to another. So, how could Rabba Barafuna say that all these yerukas you're allowed to plant next to another. Here the Mishnah says clearly, only Roman lettuces you can plant together, but not endives and Roman lettuce. You see, there is a din klayim together. So the kasha on him, have the Gemara, man is royim. The Yomer, what do they mean to say that they're planted together? The Yomer Rav, they meant to say, Nizroyim kilchosin. Enechnami, Havadi, the Issa Kalai is Royim. Havadi, not allowed to plant endives and Roman lettuce next to one another. There would be an Issa Kalayim. So that Rav said they're planted kilchosin means the way you're supposed to, kilchosin. So what does that mean? We have before one aruga, six tvachim by six tvachim, you're allowed to plant five different seeds, one at all four corners and one right in the middle. That's the halacha, how much you can plant seeds one next to another, and they don't get yonig, they don't get nourishment one from the other. So tomorrow, kilchosin, kilchosin. If that's what Rav meant to tell me, Taninim, we learned that already. That aruga, if you have a row, you're growing vegetables there. Shishishal shishitvachim. If it's six tvachim,